Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. For those who listen later, we are still in the south of France. This is the second message. We're in a sacred place, dear ones. It's history, but oh, there's more. And so, in order for you to understand fully this message, I wish to give it slowly, and I wish to review a little of what we said yesterday. For the message today is more accelerated, more advanced than yesterday. You're ready for this, for you've been in the Cathar country now for more than one full day. It's important that you settle in, that you be here for a while, to acclimate to what I told you about yesterday. Dear ones, you sit in a region that is different than other more average regions on the planet. And we told you that there are several of these kinds of regions in the world. And what makes them special is an alignment of Gaia. An alignment that lets you actually feel energy, what I will call between the dimensions. Now, right here, we stop and we have to discuss energy because we are about to get into an area that is not linear at all. If you are an intellectual linear thinker, then everything stops here. It won't make any sense to you. For me to explain this more, dear ones, I give you the example of love. If someone were to look into your eyes who you adore, and sweetly they would say, "I love you." There are still intellectuals who will absorb that verbally instead of emotionally and say back, "What did you mean by that?" They will not feel. Instead, they will analyze. And dear ones, you cannot analyze love. It is impossible. Another one is intuition. If you were to try to analyze intuition, it would be impossible. We have told you that intuition is part of an energy that is very elusive. It's not synapse of the brain. It's not really thinking. Intuition is partly that which would be from that part of you which is sacred. It starts to ally with the higher self, the soul. It's a part of you that goes beyond that linear biology. If you're one who is established in light and dark, right and wrong, and the measurement of each, or judgment, that's linear. And none of those things, dear ones, even begin to touch the face of God, which is compassionate and love and pure, and has no linearity, no rules, only the beauty of how much of the magnificence of God is in you. And so we start there. So human beings who live in this area or other areas that are very similar may start to feel inward intuitively something that's different. Let's talk a little bit about what that might be. I'm going to give you a word. Those who live in these areas, through history, have the intuition of what I'm going to call discovery. The discovery is not an intellectual pursuit of the soul. It is a loving, compassionate realization of the oneness of God. And that is the discovery of so many in these lands. And it often, if not always, goes against the teaching of the day. I'll take you to something as an example. We channeled in a place that was a chapel called Roslyn. And in that place, we invited you to feel the hidden things, the secrets that are there. And the secrets are only secrets to those who think linearly. Imagine for a moment you were a builder and you lived in an area like this all of your life. Imagine that even as perhaps a stone mason, you had discovery, internal discovery of what your soul really was. And let's say one of the biggest discoveries in areas like this and like that in the Roslyn Chapel was the alliance with the earth. This is one of the first discoveries that intuitively humans have when they start awakening to their spirituality. Alignment with Gaia. The idea that the earth is one with you, and that there is a system, and it's a beautiful system, and you need one another spiritually. Spiritually. There are those who know this, who hug the tree and love that which is the ocean and the lakes, and it's a spiritual experience. It has to be. It's part of you. That is an awakening. It is a discovery. And you will not find it anywhere in the church. Nowhere. And yet the indigenous of the planet all know it. And they have all experienced it. So let's say that you're a builder, a stonemason, who knows this, who has that knowledge that goes way beyond doctrine, and here you find yourself building a doctrinal structure. Have you ever heard of the green man? Now, the green man is a symbol of Gaia. There are those who would say it's even a symbol of creation. But make no mistake, it's not part of the doctrine of a church. The green man therefore becomes a symbol that says Gaia is related spiritually to you, even though you won't find that anywhere in the doctrine. And so in the chapel, you look for the green man. And the stone masons were free to put that around the chapel, because they were not invested in the doctrine. They were simply stonemasons. This was the beginning of the whole idea that there would become a group that would know the oneness and the metaphysical secrets and truths of a true loving God. And it often then was causing friction with the doctrine of the day, which was extremely linear and was more about dark and light, sometimes about judgment and horror, more than love and compassion and beauty. I have just given you one of the secrets that is all through Rosslyn. For many others, including numerology, pointed to hidden secrets within the structure that was linear and from the church. This is what is also here. But other ways, for now it is expressed in so many hidden ways that perhaps are beyond even that which you would expect. What is the hidden truth? That there is a oneness with this planet, and more, and more. Let's stop for a moment and look deeper into the Cathar. If you take a look at who they were, I will tell you this, they were very advanced sacred thinkers. I want you to study for a moment the fact that they had very little structure. There was no hierarchy. There was no one person they turned to. There was no symbol of their being. And yet everyone has a symbol. It's like a label, so you can identify them. And yet they didn't. This is an advanced thinking about the oneness of God. Not just the oneness of God, the alignment with the planet, with the arts, with the beauty of music, and then more. If you had to trace where the Cathar perhaps got some ideas, they were more slanted toward perhaps what you would call the Gnostic Christians. The Apostle James disagreed with almost all of the others who walked the planet with Christ. And he became known as the one, along with John, who presented Christ in a different light. And James, he said this, that Christ came as an example, a human being, showing what all humanity can do, showing the love that humanity can have. I said this before, where the master walked, the flowers grew. The animals followed him. The alignment with Gaia was so obvious, so complete. And he healed as he went, and he loved as he went. And humans came and sat at his feet because they could feel intuitively the energy that we speak of. They could feel between the dimensions the love that poured out of this man. And James, he said, this is the example for me. And to some degree, the Cathar, this was their model. Not his death, or presumed death, or what followed after it with the rules of believing in the death. It was an example for everyone. I'll show you how advanced and mystical the Cathar were, way beyond even what is thought about today. They knew and sensed the soul. The Cathar knew about the higher self, the connection to the other side of the veil that was constant. It did not need an interpreter, and they could see the face of God simply by going to that place in meditation, song, and love, and have instant connection, just like you would believe today. But more than that, they believed in the ascension of the soul, not the judgment. And they believed, like so many of you do who listen now, that at the last breath of your life, your soul would go into an ascended status and return home to that which is the creative source itself. But in their belief, there was a mystical idea that the soul actually would become an angel. That's so beautiful, and in some ways so correct. They also took this a little from Elijah, who saw and showed what an ascension is when a man turns into that which is light. This is the mysticism of the Cathar. Not mystery, not unusual, but way advanced and so correct. And so what you find are hidden secrets, ideas that would point to this, and things which are hidden here which are too great to mention. There are things here that are beautiful, more than you know. I invite you to feel the sacredness of the discovery that can be yours as well. Let the day begin. And so it is.